Thank you for listening to this podcast from KX93.5. We invite you to listen to more music and talk on our grassroots nonprofit radio station in Laguna Beach from anywhere in the world on kx935.com/listen or on our smartphone apps. But right now, here's my podcast, John Troy's Crunchy Groove Sack, from KX93.5.
KXRNLP Laguna Niguel, Laguna Beach, KX93.5.
John Troy's Crunchy Groove Sack, the one you should be picking. John Troy's Crunchy Groove Sack, unless, of course, you're chicken. We hear great songs from A to Z. I break them down so expertly. Don't let your panties get all hot and bunchy. I hold my sack up to anybody's cause. All my grooves are crunchy. John Troy's Crunchy Groove Sack. You don't know what you're missing. John Troy's Crunchy Groove Sack. Obey when I say listen.
Listen.
Hello and welcome to another episode of John Troy's Crunchy Groove Sack, the program where we listen to songs from the point of view of a musician. That's right, I'm a professional musician. I get my drinks for free, so excuse me, please, excuse me. Thank you. All right. My name's John Troy, as I said, and every episode we have a theme, and the theme for this episode is free. The word free is in every title, and we'll get started with a mystery singer. Yay, I love this part. A mystery singer doing a song. This is great singing, great song. You know, that's all I'm going to say about it. Tell me who this is. If you don't get it, I'm going to be very, very disappointed. This is mystery singer doing the song Free at Last here on KX93.5 FM. Listen. That's a mystery singer doing the song Free at Last here on KX93.5 FM Laguna Beach. So, did you guess who it was? Did you figure out who it was? Did you use your educated listening ear of knowing music and all that kind of stuff to figure it out? Well, if you said Martha Reeves and the Vandellas, you're absolutely correct. Congratulations. Woohoo! Actually, no. No, it wasn't Martha Reeves. Come on. please. No, 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 man. That was Fontella Bass. What a name, huh? Oh, yeah. That was Fontella Bass. I've never heard her. Yes, you have. Oh, yes, you have. Remember, rescue me. I want you in my arms. Rescue me. I want your tender charms because I'm lonely and I'm blue. Yeah. Fontella Bass. That was her big hit, Rescue Me. But she sang a lot of stuff and was great. So if you want to get some great music, go look up Fontella Bass, man, because she's great. She's great. Fontella Bass, yeah. All right. You're listening to The Sack. The theme is Free. The next song is called Free Dumb by Jimi Hendrix. Now, if you listen to Hendrix's playing, you will hear the blues. He comes from the blues. And if you're playing guitar, if you're learning how to play, I recommend, you know, that you play along with the blues, that you start there, because American music starts there, and it's a good solid foundation. Eric Clapton, Jimi Hendrix, all the great ones, their core is the blues, and you can hear it in his playing. This is Jimi Hendrix doing the song Freedom here on KX93.5 FM. Listen.
You don't have to say that you love me if you don't mean it. You better believe.
Jimi Hendrix here on KX93.5 FM, Laguna Beach. I guess an anniversary of his death just went by a couple days ago. I dropped out of school when he died. I thought, well, if he can die, the least I can do is drop out of school and be a musician. I'm not kidding. That was my thinking. About a week after he died, I dropped out. I have revisited that decision, but that's what happened. So that's that. That's the path I chose. All right. Now, this station is generational alt music, and then they let me in for some reason. I come in on the caboose at the end of the week, Sunday night, and my stuff that I play here is, as you might have noticed if you listen to this show, is not generational alt rock. I have to confess, I don't even know what that is. Although I do listen to this station, and the music is amazingly good. It's all this stuff that I don't listen to really, and except when I listen to this station, which I do, and the music is amazingly good. There's just all this great music going on all the time, everywhere. This is the station to find it. If you go to those corporate-owned stations, they're playing the cheese that is fed. You know, it's the McDonald's of music. It's all the, you know, well, you know what I mean. But I'm going to have a do a little experiment now and play a jazz piece. I've said before that you have to open your mind to all kinds of genres, and you should. So I want you, listen, just listen, just give it, just let it sort of, it only goes on for a few minutes. You'll be okay. Don't worry. You know, just let it sort of go into your head. It might crack something open in there. Okay. This is a song that was written by a sax player, tenor sax player named Eddie Harris. It's called Freedom Jazz Dance. And it was recorded by Miles Davis on his Miles Smiles album. And his version is the one that most jazz aficionados are familiar with. But this is his recording of it, it's so good, and it's got this repeating ascending lines, dun 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 dun, that second 2 3 four, and then it starts on the and of 4 3 4 3 4 dun 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 dun, so 2 3 2 3, yeah, that's the 2 and the 3 are on the downbeat of that part. That might help you find the 1. Let's see, notice that the piano's holding that down. He has to keep that going, but then when he solos, the horns take it over. All right, now this is happy, smart music. It's bouncy, it's fun, it's nutty, it's just good stuff. And the head, that is the thing they start and end with, is just really cool. So give it a chance and enjoy Eddie Harris and his quintet doing this song recorded in 1965, man. This is Eddie Harris doing Freedom Jazz Dance here on KX93.5 FM. Listen. You're listening to KX 93.5 FM, Laguna Beach. Eddie Harris Quintet here on KX93.5 FM doing Freedom Jazz Dance. So, see? Wasn't that fun? Wasn't that great? You know, I if you're not a jazz fan, I really urge you to let it, give it a chance. Let it bounce around in your head. Try putting it on. Put on some jazz and just have it in the background and if it gets in there, you're going to be a jazz lover, and it'll enhance your appreciation for all genres of music. It will give you insights into the music that you already love. You know, it's good. It's good stuff. That was Eddie Harris on tenor sax, Billy Higgins playing drums, Ray Codrington playing trumpet, Ron Carter on bass. Oh yeah, man. So these are all guys. These are all great guys. All right. So I'm John Troy, listening to John Troy's Crunchy Groove Sack. I'll hold my sack up against anybody's because, oh, my grooves are crunchy, baby. And the theme is free or freedom. And the next song is by Level 42. The hat and the keys, the hi-hat and the keys are both playing eight notes. The bridge is a lovely departure. And this is Mark King playing bass. Just listen to how great his touch is on the bass. He's so good. And he's a singing bass player. There aren't that many singing bass players. There's a lot of singing guitar players, but there are not that many singing bass players. Why? Because it's hard. Because a bass player has to play a syncopated line, you know. He's not just strumming. If you're strumming, you're going, flada, fleety, flada, flada, fluty, fleety, flea. Fla, fla, fluty, fluty, flea, flea, wham. And you just, that's easy to sing over, all right? But if you're playing a bass line, you know, that's you're doing that, and you got to sing a line over that. It ain't easy. So there aren't that many singing bass players who are good at both. You know, and they do it simultaneously. Well, Mark King is one of them. Let's listen to him sing and play. And the keyboard player sings on the bridge, I think. This is Level 42 doing the song Freedom Someday here on KX93.5 FM. Listen. Level 42 here on KX93.5 FM doing the song Freedom Someday. I'm John Troy listening to the Sack. The theme is free. The next song is by a guy who's out in Boston now. He's a friend of mine. His name is Jared Mason. He's a very talented cat. This is an album he hired me to play on. I'm playing bass on this. This is a song. It's about his religious journey, and it's got Dave Maddox on drums and Fender Rhodes and harmonium. Harmonium is like a pump organ. It's a type of reed organ that generates sound with bellows. He brought that in somehow. And Jared is doing all the vocals, and he's playing a nylon string guitar. And he's got Stephanie Winters on cello coming in at the end, and I'm playing. I play bass. This song, what's interesting about this song is it's a study in kind of a vocal study. He picks a note and he hits it and he stays on it. He holds this note for a long time, and it's interesting because it can be surprisingly hard to hold a note and hold it steady and stay right there on pitch. He has a very good steady hold on the pitch as far as I can hear. And it's also interesting because he's not using any vibrato. He certainly is capable of using vibrato, but he chooses for whatever he's trying to convey with the song to hold the note steady and not do vibrato. A vibrato is like, that's vibrato. A steady note is, like an organ key, and he does a good job at it. This is Jared Mason, doing his song, I Am Free, here on KX93.5 FM. Listen.
I am free. Free.
Jared Mason here on KX93.5 FM Laguna Beach doing his song, I Am Free. I am John Troy, and you're listening to John Troy's Crunchy Groove Sack. The theme is free. And the next song, I was just saying that Jason, I was playing bass on that last song with Jared, and we recorded it in Boston. And around the same time, I had a little thing that I put together with a guitar player back there named David Brown. Fantastic guitar player, and we collaborated for a few years, and we've made an album. We called the album Sidemen, because that's what we both are, and we both wrote songs and supported each other on the album. And this is his song. This is David Brown playing guitars and singing, and I'm doing some background vocals, I think, but I'm playing bass, that's for sure. And One thing that's interesting about David Brown's guitar playing is that he plays with his fingers. That is, the pick, he picks with his fingers when he plays electric guitar. That's unusual, and especially in rock. But he mastered it. It's given him great facility with his playing. Wonderful guitar player. So this is John Troy. That's me, John Troy, and David Brown. Doing David Brown's song "Set It Free" here on KX93.5 FM. Listen.
Set it free. We turn round a circle too many times. One after the other, and our hearts cry. Yeah. You've been looking for something more. For such a long time, I've never let you cut the wings before. It's time to let you fly, fly away. Oh, goodbye, fly.
David Brown here on KX93.5 FM doing the song Set It Free. I'm playing bass on that, and drums was played by Pete the Kid Copeland. All right. This next song, this is John Troy, listening to the sack. The theme is Free. The next song is by the Foo Fighters. This this song is in 3/4. It's in 3/4, and or but it's also can be a really really wide four. So it's 1 2 3 1 2 3 1 2 2 or 1. See 1 2 2 4. 1 2 3. It's a really wide four. But it's in 3/4 time. It's pretty impressive for a hard rock song. The bass guitar playing the same thing. This is Foo Fighters doing the song "Free Me" here on KX93.5 FM. Listen.
Promises made and sentences.
Well, that was a toe tapper. That's the Foo Fighters here on KX93.5 FM doing the song Free Me. Now, you know, you can count that. I said 3-4 because the drummer through most of the song is hitting the 2-3, like 1-back-back-1-back-back-1-2-3-1-2-3-1-back-back-back-back-back. So he's defining like a 3-4, see? But you could also count 1-2-3-4-5-6, 1-2-3. You could call it 6-8 if you want. Or you could do a really wide 4, 1-2-3-4. One, you know, you could count it that way too. Okay, so count it the way you want to. I'm just here. I'm just pointing out your options. Okay. All right. I'm John Troy. The name of the show is John Troy's Crunchy Groove Sack, and we got time for one more. The theme is free, so I thought we'd do the song "Free Fallen." And if you listen to this show, you know that I like to play alternate versions, and this is by an outfit called The Almost. That's the name of the group, and they're doing the Tom Petty song "Free Fallin'." It's got a busier bass part, busier drum part, and they're just hitting it harder. They're hitting it harder, and the drummer's busier. It's about the same tempo, but it's just a little. It's a little heavier. Let's put it that way. See what you think. This is a band called The Almost doing the Tom Petty song, Free Fallen, here on KX93.5 FM. Listen. That is The Almost here on KX93.5 FM, Laguna Beach, doing Tom Petty's Free Fallin'. I'm John Troy, and for the past hour, you've been listening to John Troy's Crunchy Groove Sack. I've had a lot of fun. I hope you have, too. If you just tuned in and you went, shoot, darn it, I'm so unhappy and upset that I missed. all I have to do is go to your computer and go to KX935.com and look up and go to the podcast page and find John Troy's Crunchy Groove Sack. And you'll find close to 150 episodes to choose from. Just pick one that looks interesting and hit listen. And so that's what you can do. And while you're there, you can peruse all the other podcasts, all the other shows. They're all very good. And look around the website. It's a fun website. You can live stream there what's going on anytime. And while you're there, become a member. This station is funded and supported by donations, memberships, and sponsors. And it's an independent voice. We're not corporate owned. We say and play what we want. You know, so it could go, it could be great, could be a train wreck. You know, it's exciting. Tune in. You never, you know, the suspense can be killing. And it's unexpected. You don't know. You know, I don't know what I'm going to say right now, as you can probably surmise. For all of us here at KX935.com, I'm John Troy saying good night.
What you need, y'all. You got to give a lot just to get what you need sometimes, y'all.